You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, the Haida Nation and the province of British Columbia have signed a landmark agreement, the first of its kind, that affirms once and for all that the Haida people have inherited Aboriginal title to Haida Gwaii. The agreement, in English called Rising Tide Haida Title Lands Agreement, was voted on by the Haida membership with more than 500 votes cast and 95% of the Haida members being in favor of the agreement. Contained in the agreement are provisions and recognition of the Haida Nation's decision-making powers on their territory, as well as land management decisions under provincial jurisdiction will now be made in line with Haida Aboriginal title. Yesterday, the Council of the Haida Nation, Premier David Eby, his ministers, and Jason Alsab, president of the Haida Nation, celebrated the signing of the agreement in Victoria. Here is part of that press conference about how this agreement came to be and what comes next. Stay with us.
For this is a historic event, to act as witnesses and share in the moment as BC undertakes its own processes to bring the Rising Tide Agreement into law. My name is Jennifer Rice. I'm the MLA for North Coast, soon to be renamed Riding North Coast Haida Gwaii, and I'm honored to be today's MC. I'd like to introduce my fellow speakers here today, Gogwis, Jason Alsop, President of the Haida Nation, Premier David Eby, Murray Rankin, Minister of Indigenous Relations and Reconciliation. We also have Haida Hereditary Chief Steve Thaw, Frank Collison. We've gathered here to celebrate the first reading of the Haida Nation Reconciliation Amendment Act 2024 in the BC Legislature. It's a historic piece of legislation that recognizes the Haida Nation's Aboriginal title throughout all of Haida Gwaii. And it's the first to recognize Aboriginal title in Canadian history. To speak more on this significant milestone that's been achieved through years and years of partnership with the Council of the Haida Nation, I welcome our Premier, David Eby.
Hawa. Welcome, Haida. It's so good to see you. Thank you for coming and for some of you making quite a journey to be here today. It is an historic day for all of us and a remarkable moment in the Legislative Assembly. Thank you for the drumming. Thank you for the singing. Thank you for helping us mark this event with the seriousness and the significance that it deserves. It's hard to know where exactly to begin. You know, when we were in Skidigit signing the agreement, my colleague Jen was reflecting on the difficulty she had writing just one sentence about when this work began for the Haida with the provincial government. You know, did it start 20 years ago? Did it start 40 years ago? Did it start 150 years ago? The chain of generations of Haida who worked to get to this moment is unbroken, as is the Haida commitment to the land, to your people and your culture. And it's an honor for me to be able to formally recognize that in the Legislative Assembly today with all of my colleagues in government. We heard some remarkable speeches today marking this moment. Gogwis, I think your speech will go down as one of the greatest speeches in this legislature that has ever taken place. Your words were historic, were measured, were compassionate, and were also passionate for your people, for the Haida, for your culture, and for what this day represents. We also heard a speech that probably won't go down in history, but that's politics. This is not the end. This is the beginning of important work that we're doing together as partners. The government of British Columbia is making a commitment to the Haida people by introducing this bill in the Legislative Assembly, that we recognize your title, that we recognize your connection to the land, that it never went away, that it was never given up, that it was never ceded, that it has always been there, and that we have an obligation to work with you in partnership going forward to ensure that we deliver on a different and a better future for our kids than the experience has been to date for the Haida with British Columbia. I was so moved to be in the Haida Cultural Center to see the artifacts that demonstrate the unbroken line of the Haida and Haida Gwaii from time immemorial. The artifacts from 10,000 years ago alongside carbon-dated hunt remains. What a remarkable history in the land. And what a remarkable present and future in fashion, photography, art, culture. The Haida are internationally recognized, and I am so proud that my British Columbia, that all of our British Columbia includes Haida Gwaii, includes Haida Title, that we're partners in this project going forward. Gwiis, thank you for your leadership. Thank you so much for your words today. And thank you for recognizing the intertwined nature of our people and the ongoing commitment that you made to work with us going forward to make a better British Columbia for everybody. Hawa, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Premier Eby. And I think what we came to conclusion was that it was the first delegation in 1913 that went to Ottawa asking to have their title recognized. So it does go back a long, long ways. I would like to invite Gwiis, the president of the Council of the Haida Nation, otherwise known as Jason Alsop. Thank you.
Hawa, Jennifer. Koljut Ganga, Kilslai Ganga, Haida Loss. It's a good day to be Haida today. It's a good day to be British Columbian. It's a day I think everybody can be proud of, to be here to witness the bill being introduced that, you know, recognizes Haida title to all the land of Haida Gwaii. As president, it's just an honor and a privilege to be alive at this time. Be fortunate to pick up the journey and the work of the Haida Nation, of successive generations of leadership and good Haida citizens, good people who seen the future. They seen what needed to be done. You know, they laid out a path for us to follow, to be disciplined in our approach, and here we are today. You know, we as time marches on and we see, you know, this world we're in today where, you know, technology is rapidly evolving and we're getting into artificial intelligence and all aspects of our life and all these, you know, quote-unquote advancements, you know, we lose track that there's people in this room who remember the Indian agent, that he needed permission to leave the reserve, that there's people who are alive today that it was illegal to harvest their food to sustain themselves. And it's amazing, you know, how far we've come as people in a short amount of time. Considering this situation that we all have to deal with of, you know, addressing this colonial history and trying to find a way forward in a good way where we treat each other good and have the land and looking after the territory at the center of that and recognizing and showing a way that title to an entire territory can be recognized and people could find a way to coexist and live together in a good way. And we, you know, we shouldn't take that for granted. You know, we don't take peace for granted. We see people around the world who want peace. People in Palestine, people in Ukraine, people all around the globe who don't have peace to just be who they are, to be the people from that place, to just enjoy their land, to feel the history and the resonance of that place, and just be who they are and just exist as the people that they are. And you know, we're excited about that future, to continue to instill our culture and history into our laws and how we move forward together, and you know, reconcile with this, with difficult history. So I just, you know, I just wanted to reflect on that and acknowledge not only the work of the Haida Nation, but the work of, you know, many Indigenous leaders and nations who have continued to push things forward, to go to the courts, to assert their title directly, to negotiate, to, you know, use all of the tools available to us to continue to advance our position and move forward to ensure we take our rightful place in our lands without conflict. And I think that is also important to recognize, you know, when this legislation is about, you know, recognizing and affirming Haida Aboriginal title to all of Haida Gwaii, to the land. And as the Premier acknowledged in his speech, that pre-existed the crown. That is our inheritance, our responsibility from our ancestors. It was here before the crown, it's here now, it will continue into the future. But what this does is allow us to work together to free up the landscape and create the space to have that full expression of the Haida culture and our values and how we govern and manage the land going forward, and in all aspects of our society, in a thoughtful way that considers everything in an orderly way, where we can really look at the whole picture, the interconnectedness of everything, and at the pace that makes sense for the Haida Nation. So I also just want to again acknowledge all those who came before me, our ancestors who are with us, and the leadership of Premier Eby, Minister Rankin, this government, and all of our teams for getting us to this place, our legal teams, our negotiating team. It's truly a team effort of the Haida Nation and BC to get here, and in a willingness to get here and a commitment to seeing it through to get to today, to actually see it introduced in law, in provincial law. So I just again want to say hawa to all the good Haida people who made the journey here to be part of this day, to witness and be part of the ceremony. All those who came before us, all the other British Columbians and Canadians and allies and our friends and neighbors on Haida Gwaii, and everybody who's been part of today and part of helping us all get to this place today. Hawa.
That was President of the Haida Nation, Jason Alsap, speaking at the legislature in Victoria for the first reading of the Rising Tide Haida Title Lands Agreement. You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com. or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada.
You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer, Pam Hassan, and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.